Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. It really is amazing to me that in the face of, you know, what has happened with COVID, that there are people who still want to deny it and act as if, you know, what took place was an aberration, and that we're past it. And so, you know, well, you know, it costs businesses, it costs this, it costs that, it's real. And just because there are people who think that it's not and choose not to take it seriously, there are more than enough people in this country who do, and thank God for that. But for those others, you know, you're never going to convince them that this is real. And it, you know, what do you do? Nearly 92% of Americans over 65 are fully vaccinated, and about 70% have received at least one booster. Those people you're not going to convince that this is not real. And so they're going to do whatever they can to, protect themselves. And it's not about you yourself. It's about the others. You know, it's about the fact that then you don't then spread that disease to other people. That's what's at the root of vaccinations. Not the fact that you yourself aren't going to contract COVID, but you'll do everything within your power not to spread it to somebody else. Let's go to the phone lines. Let's bring CJ. CJ, what's going on, man?
Thank you for taking my call, Earl. Even though you and I don't always see eye to eye, you are willing to take my call, and I do appreciate
that. Why would I, unlike conservative talk radio, you know, that you defend, we have and give opposing views the opportunity. There are times if you tried to call conservative talk radio, you couldn't get on, and you certainly couldn't get on for the extended periods of time that we give you. I know that.
Well, there's a lot of your hosts now that won't take my call anymore, Earl.
Well, listen, okay, so then that makes it equal and even to conservative hosts who won't take people's calls at all. But go ahead.
Well, I've listened to conservative shows where
they will not.
Progressives go to the front of the line, and I used to go to the front of the line,
hey,
but
CJ.
I don't so much anymore.
Hey, CJ, hold on. Let me respond to that. Well, number one, I used to go to the front of the line when I would call conservatives, Charlie Sykes, Mark Billing, Jay Weber, Vicky McKenna, always, because they knew that what I had to say was an opposing view that had some validity to it. But today, conservative talk radio rarely, if ever, takes a phone call, because what they do is dictate to listeners. They don't want to take the opinions of their listeners because they give them what they want them to hear. Go ahead.
Well, you took Chad's call, and I think people have taken it seriously, but it hasn't worked, because you got a president now who's been vaccinated twice, boosted twice, and he's caught it twice. So people that are...
He didn't die from it, man.
Themselves,
hey, CJ, he didn't die from it. At his advanced age...
You know what he said, though, Earl? Play the tape where he said, you get vaccinated, you'll never catch it. So
CJ... Whatever he
that's
said.
A fact, Earl.
So if he said it, that's not the way it is. as somebody who's been vaccinated, as somebody, I'm not going to let you put out false information, as somebody who's been vaccinated.
The president,
CJ, I don't care if Joe Biden made a mistake and said that, but as somebody who's listened to this for over 2 years and has been and is vaccinated, I've heard them say that it doesn't guarantee that you won't get it. It means that you won't be as sick. And it means that you won't wind up and it means that you won't wind up in a hospital somewhere on a ventilator. That's what it does.
Odds are if you're young and healthy, under 65, it's not gonna kill you.
Hey, CJ,
got over it.
Earl. You aren't young and healthy. Have you been vaccinated?
Yeah.
Then what are you talking about, man?
Last weekend.
Well, then
I caught it last
weekend. Okay, so have I. So have I. I've been vaccinated and I've caught COVID.
What's the problem then, Earl?
The problem.
This has hurt our kids, Earl. Chad's right. This has hurt our kids and it's hurt business.
Listen, man.
And
you just
berating him. You berating him for telling you facts. Your party's the one that paid people to stay home. Couldn't get people back to work.
What part of the fact that children were carriers of the virus early on and they were protecting the families, the elders, the grandparents of the children? That's what it was.
The grandparents of those children should mask up. And you shouldn't force kids to stay home. That's where we found out about the curriculums that schools were teaching these kids. They can't read or write or do arithmetic, but they got to learn to hate their partner or their neighbor of the skin color.
Listen, man.
You want to deny what we found out as parents really speaks loudly, Earl.
Hey, CJ.
CJ,
let me say this to you. As somebody who's been in the schools the last 12 years, me, that's who you're talking to. You haven't been in the school. You don't know what the hell you're talking about. Okay, because I've been there.
Because you don't know. Don't state a fact you don't know. I've been in the school.
Okay.
I volunteer.
So CJ, you've been in the schools and you've heard them talk about CTR.
Yeah.
You've heard them talk about. Listen, man, this is why, you know, it bothers me.
Your party teach kids to hate police, Earl. I've seen them teach to hate police. They had them in the school system in Madison. They were doing a great job. They were creating friendships and unions and respect, and they drove them out.
Hey, CJ. CJ, listen, man, you're not going to be able to overtalk me because I'll just cut you off. You need to understand. You need to understand that you are a guest on the show. You're not the host. And so you don't control the time. So I'm giving you your facts on it. Let me do this. Let me bring somebody else on. Let's bring Bob on. Hey Bob, how you doing? Thank you very much for the call.
You're terrific, Earl. How are you?
All right. So what do you want to say to a guy like CJ?
Well, gosh, golly gee whiz. Needs to be more aware of what life really is and how we do it. And the reason I called today, Earl, is I have just learned that I caught COVID-19. And I'm in the car, and I'm driving to my pharmacy to pick up Paxlovid that had been prescribed by my doctor. And I'm on the path to recovery.
Have you been vaccinated?
I've been vaccinated twice, boosted twice, and I've been monitoring because I work in festivals and fairs,
right,
and shows like that. I've been monitoring my I've been getting tested regularly.
So what do you say to a guy like CJ who fails to understand the impact and why the nation is doing everything within its power to prevent what happened over the last 2 years, an epidemic that he minimizes, and others like him, and all those people who have died from COVID, and he acts as if it's no big deal. Well, you know, the businesses got affected, and the scientific evidence that's there.
Well, Earl, it is a big deal, and the health of the individuals is very important to this nation. The strength of a nation, country, is determined in part by the size and strength of the population. And when we enhance the population to be strong and healthy, we enhance the nation.
Hey, Bob.
So when we take care of the least among us, we raise up all of us.
Hey, Bob, wish you a speedy recovery. I've had it. I've overcome it, and I'll probably have it again. But I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, we need to be more careful. And I was at the two county fairs that I was at this last week. I would have been much happier if they had some screening, some form of screening going on the way into the park. That would have knocked things back a little bit.
Well, for people to act as if this is over, Bob, it's what's at the root of it. Their ignorance with this missing it, right? As if this is over, because that's how they feel. But Bob, thank you very much for the call. I really appreciate it. Let's go to Lynn from Wakanda, Milwaukee. Hey, Lynn, how you doing?